This is a business radio show where we talk about the craziness of small business. It's that craziness that actually makes it exciting, interesting, and totally unpredictable. This is Business Insanity Talk Radio with your host, Barry Maltz.
Well, thanks for joining this week's radio show. Remember, this is your final word in small business. For those keeping track, this is actually show number 468. This episode is provided by Nextiva, the answer to all your business communication solutions in the cloud. Well, I have believed for the last 10 years that having a contact management relationship software, or CRM as people call it, is critical for every small business's success. The problem is that systems like Salesforce are just too complicated and expensive and mostly overkill for small businesses. That's when Jason Fried at Basecamp developed what I thought was the simplest and easiest CRM to use for entrepreneurs. My next guest is Nathan Cotney. He's the CEO of that company called Hirise. Nathan, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot. It's awesome to talk to a fan.
Big fan and also a user of the product.
Cool.
Which
That's
is
very awesome to hear.
So first of all, why do companies need CRMs? I've been beating people's heads against the wall for a long time saying, you got to have this. Why do you think it's important?
Well, I mean, I think a lot of people start, they might not even need it to start with, right? Like the one person who might, they might get by with just, you know, paying attention to their email inbox or their Excel spreadsheet. But as soon as you start bringing someone else on at a team, you know, your first biz dev, your first salesperson, now you need to collaborate. And it's a mess when you're trading Excel spreadsheets back and forth, or you don't, you know, share a group inbox, and things then get lost and you start upsetting customers.
I really always thought that the reason that CRM for me in a company was so important is that your database of your customers and what's happened with your customers and the conversation you've had with your customers shouldn't exist in the heads of your employees in case they leave or get run over by a bus. And also, I should not have to depend on remembering to actually return a phone call to someone or remember which deals I'm working on.
Absolutely. I mean, we use Hirise internally for all of our communication, from sending out newsletters about what's going on in the product, from doing customer support. And we look like idiots when we talk to a customer and we don't realize that there's been a thread with another customer support person or whatever. So it's you have to have that central location of truth and information so that you can properly support someone when they bother to contact you.
So a lot of businesses go out and they say, yeah, I need a CRM. I'm going to go get the best, what they think is the best. They go out and they implement Salesforce and it fails. And not just Salesforce, many other CRM implementations fail. Why does that happen?
I don't know. I mean, I think they're attracted to the enterprise tools because, I mean, Salesforce, let's face it, they've got a huge chunk of the market. They advertise everywhere. I read the Wall Street Journal. They'll have three ads on the front page. It's the name brand. So they go after the name brand that they hear about all the time.
One of the things that I think why some of these fail is that because they really ask the CRM to do too much, or they ask the people to input information, too much information to CRM. And one of the things that I liked about Hirise was it really gave me the essential things I needed to know. Here's my contact. Here's the conversation I had with them. Here's the deal I'm working on. And this is when I'm going to call them back. That's really what I need to know in a CRM, Nathan, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, we try to focus just on the basics, just like you said, you know, sending email, making a phone call, setting up a reminder to keep a relationship alive every few months. Whereas, you know, at the enterprise level, like Salesforce, they've got to provide the kitchen sink because these enterprises pay for it. And I think too many small businesses are trying to replicate and mirror themselves after the enterprises they see out there, but they have very different needs and responsibilities than, say, the dedicated person who has to know Salesforce, you know, in and out. A small business person is wearing a ton of hats. They don't have time to become this expert in Salesforce.
And that's really why I think that Hirise has been so successful, because it just asks for a handful of information. I think a lot of CRMs, they fail because we ask too much of the user. We say, listen, you're going to use this system. You go see a customer. You got to fill out these 20 pieces of information. And what happens? The people never do it. And so therefore, this information doesn't get into their CRM. And if the information is in the CRM, then it's like it never happened.
Absolutely. I mean, I think enterprises, like I said, can handle this because they have dedicated people. When we talk to some enterprises, we notice that often they have a dedicated person who knows the product in and out, like Salesforce. They even have their own trainings that they need. But a small business, they can't handle that. They've got to do, you know, 10 other things besides just entering data into a CRM. They're doing marketing. They're doing design. They're actually building a product.
Why do you think that HiRISE really came out of Basecamp? Why? Because it seems to me that Basecamp was really based on a flow, and you're really the CRM that also is really based on customer flow. So to me, it's not coincidental.
Right. I mean, if you go back in the history of this, you know, HiRISE came from a company called 37 Signals back in the day, and it was made for the purposes of David and Jason, who were running this company but managing a lot of things. You know, they would need to talk to an attorney. They would need to talk to their real estate agents, and they needed to make sure if David's on vacation, Jason can handle these conversations. And these types of guys, David and Jason, as many people probably know from the Basecamp fame, they don't put up with complicated stuff. They need simple because they've got a lot of stuff going on, and they need to just get to the basics right away.
And so that's why I really believe, Nathan, that there really is no excuse not to have some kind of simple CRM system in place like HiRISE. Give us an idea of what it costs and how long it really takes for small business to implement your solution.
We have a personal plan. If you just have a three-person or less kind of business, that's just $12 a month. But we scale to enterprises. We have a lot of enterprises who use us, and you can spend anywhere to like $300 a month if you've got a lot of users and a lot of things going on. So we fit every business of any size. It takes – I kind of pride ourselves that you can get started right away. We want to be that Apple product. You know, you take the phone out of the box, you just know how to use it. You don't need the manual. If you open up HiRISE, you're going to know the basics right away. How to send an email, how to make a note, how to enter contact information, how to create follow-up reminders. There's of course, a manual when you need the more advanced stuff. But, yeah, we want to be that simple thing that you're going to know it right out of the box.
So years ago, this was spun off from 37 Signals, the maker of Basecamp. Why was that done, and what advantages do you have now really being a separate entity?
Yeah, I mean, 37 Signals wanted to focus on Basecamp because Basecamp is this huge brand, but HiRISE happens to be a very successful product. So they recognized we needed to spin it off to give it a dedicated team. So a few years, we spun it off. There's about seven of us now working there. And so the benefit we have is there's a dedicated team, a lot of momentum in improving the product, dedicated customer support people that know HiRISE very thoroughly. So it's just that, like, now there's a really great team that knows the product super well and is making it grow and improving it.
We're talking with Nathan Cotney. He's the CEO of the CRM application, HiRISE. So as you take people through the implementation, what are the really keys for not to really install a CRM system, but in my opinion, make it stick and really become part of the essence of a company?
I think some of it lies in, you know, encouraging people to keep relationships alive. I mean, and that's, I think the core of a lot of business is, you know, keeping a relationship alive with the people you're trying to reach out to. It's not just one and done, and not just trying to make a sale. And so if you want a CRM to kind of stick, keep it simple, but encourage people, set up those reminders. Go in there, set up tasks. There, you know, it's automated to set up these tasks to remind you every few months to go and talk with someone. But don't expect too much. Just ask for the basics. Like, hey, enter your leads. You know, use this tool to remind you to keep a relationship alive. And if once you get that little habit to stick of going in there like, oh, yeah, I need to call this contact I haven't spoken with in a while, then you can get to some of the more advanced things. But just stick with get a simple habit like follow-up reminders with your team working first.
So we have a lot of fans that listen to the show that are HiRISE users. Give us a little insight to what's coming down the line for new HiRISE features.
I think the biggest thing that has been asked for us is more automation when we send out email. And so one of the biggest things that we've added since we took over HiRISE is a lot more email capabilities, connecting with your inbox, sending out from Gmail natively. We added bulk email in 2018, really soon. We just leaked it yesterday, a screenshot of this, but it's coming out in maybe a couple weeks, drip campaigns. just a very simple way of sending out Zip campaigns. You don't have to bounce to another program to do this and try to keep all that information of, oh, you sent these emails in this one tool. Here's the other emails that you're sending in HiRISE. It's all going to be done really simply just from within HiRISE.
And I think that's really important because people do want to see it all in one place, and they want to know how have people interacted with their outreach.
Exactly. It's crazy how many integrations have been built with HiRISE to connect us to these other email providers, these other, you know, help tool providers. And those other providers, they're great when you need sophisticated tools and designs and workflows. But if you just need the basics, it's kind of silly to have to set up all of these integrations, these hoops to make it done. So we recognize that, and we're like, well, let's just give people a simple way of running also a help desk and running, you know, doing a bulk email where you don't need like really fancy designs.
Nathan, I got to leave it there. Listen, right after you get done listening to this interview, go out and buy HiRISE. It's www.HiRISEHQ.com, HiRISEHQ.com. Nathan, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Thanks. It was awesome talking to you.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
I'm Kanika Lee, taking a look at traffic. Westbound on the Reagan, there's a crash on the right shoulder at the Tri-State, but it's not affecting any traffic. Eastbound, no problems there. On the expressways, headed in on the Dan Ryan, there's a crash blocking three left lanes at 26. So it is 18 minutes to downtown. Headed to 95th, wide open and clear, just a 15-minute trip. On the rest of the expressways and tollways, things are clear. And everything is fine on the Chicago Skyway and the Indiana Toll Road. Looking at the weather, right now it is pretty frigid outside. It is 33 degrees and cloudy. We will have a high of 27 degrees with snow and a low of 5 degrees. Monday, we'll have a high of 21 and a low of 7. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Celebrate the new year with a change. Stamp your passport to paradise. Escape Chicago and join Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson in Riviera Maya, Mexico at the Secrets Maroma Beach, Riviera Cancun. It's an all-inclusive, all-suites, adults-only resort located in beautiful, sunny Riviera Maya, Mexico. Time is running out to book your trip through Apple Vacations. Don't get left out in the cold this year. Visit 560theanswer.com and search for the keyword passport. Presented by Joe Cotton Ford and Arlington Heights Heating and Cooling.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva. Simplifying your business communications. Get a copy of Barry's new book, BAM, where he shows how social media and our self-service world has rewritten all the rules of customer service. The best marketing now is BAM, good customer service. Be the first to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of the book.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I'm Mark Gastineau. I played in the NFL for 10 years. I was diagnosed with CTE, with dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. The fruits and vegetables that we take from Balance of Nature is the best thing that we could ever do. And I'm calling in now to order extra because of my wife has been taking mine because she sees a difference in me. It is a wonderful thing that Balance of Nature is doing. I hear the testimonies on the radio, but I'm a testimony for myself. And the fruits and vegetables, if I don't take them every single day, my day is not going to go the same. So God bless you, and thank you for what you've done for my wife and I.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Stick around and get your small business unstuck. More of Business Insanity Talk Radio with Barry Moltz. Now on AM 560. The Answer.
Well, I'm a big fan of what you can learn from someone else's body language, because I believe a lot of what is being said, especially in the sales process, is not done in words. My next guest is Jim McCormick, who has shaped capital campaigns, sales strategies, and major donor programs for clients like the National World War II Museum to multiple international companies. He's the former COO of the fifth largest architectural firm in the U.S. He's got a new book out, which he's the co-author of, called Body Language Sales Secrets. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, Barry, thank you very much. And I completely agree with your statement about the importance of the nonverbal messages we get in the sales process.
So why don't people pay more attention to that? Why do they just focus on words?
Well, I think what happens is we get caught up in our own agenda. And it's easy for us to think about what we want to accomplish as opposed to what the person sitting on the other side of the table wants to accomplish. And that's why it's so critically important that we slow down and get a sense of their presence, and to some extent mirror it, at least initially in the process, a sense of their level of energy and their level of focus.
And so is this really part of the problem, that when we're making sales calls, we're really not listening? We're really just trying to get our pitch out there, so we're not listening to what their body's telling us, and we're not listening to their words? It's similar?
Barry, you just nailed it. We come in completely focused on what is important to us as opposed to what's important to the person we're talking with and we're meeting with, and that can readily sink the entire experience.
Now, you talked about mirroring, and this has been a technique for around a long time, and a lot of people say, well, if the prospect crossed their hands, I got to cross my arms. If they cross their legs, I should cross my legs. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it is not. What we're basically starting with is looking at their level to the extent they're open, to the extent they're closed, the extent that they're high energy, to the extent that they're low energy. It doesn't mean you mimic them. That's very different. But if they come in and they're really kicked back, you don't want to come off like like cannon fire. If they're really tense and you can tell that, start with that and then bring them down, because otherwise they're going to have a hard time focusing with you. Those are the kinds of things. Otherwise, you look ridiculous if you're simply mimicking their moves.
So give us some of those nonverbal cues where I can tell if someone's laid back or really highly stressful or very businesslike. What kinds of things am I looking for?
You're looking for their level of eye movement. You're looking for their posture. If they're sitting forward in the chair and they're fidgeting, that tells you that they're probably somewhat distracted. They're in a high-energy mode. If they're kicking back, they're perhaps leaning back in their chair. Their eyes are focused on you or something else, it tells you that they have a more relaxed state. And so it gives you a sense of where they're coming from and the extent to which, this is critical, they're focusing on what it is you have to tell them.
Now, you say in the book that this actually changes a lot. In fact, this could change from moment to moment. How do I do this when I'm also trying to talk at the same time?
Well, it really comes down to creating the connection, okay? And that's where the mirroring, that's the point of doing the mirroring, so getting the sense of their openness and to the extent that they're closed. But what you need to establish is your authenticity, and you do that by establishing a degree of congruence with who they are. You need to be in the game with them. You may need to be tracking with them. If they're going up and down on the anxiety scale, up and down on the energy scale, up and down on the focus scale, you need to stay with them. Now, obviously, if you see that they're losing focus, they're starting to check text messages, they're looking out the window of the office or the conference room, you need to bring them back in, and you might do that by saying something controversial or provocative that gets their attention. But a lot of it is just tracking with them, letting them take the lead to some extent, but you also need to move them towards the point that you're working to make.
Do you feel like a lot of body language experts that what a person's body says or what it communicates is more truthful than what they actually say with words?
I wouldn't say that there's that potential. There's the potential, and a lot of people get excited about body language because they see it as a means to discern dishonesty. I wouldn't go that far, at least not in the sales environment. Now, if you tell somebody, a classic example of a dishonest statement that you'd get in a sales environment is when you say, do you have the ability to green light this? Do you have the signing authority, the budgetary authority? They say yes when they don't. That's something with which you need to be very focused and very attentive. But for the most part, if you can see a variance between what they're saying and what you're picking up from their body language, all of the flags should go off and it should sense from you. You should sense that there's something going on that you need to drill down on and clarify.
We're talking with Jim McCormick. He's the co-author of a book called Body Language Sales Secrets. So let's say in that particular situation, Jim, how do you really figure out whether they are the decision maker and if they have the money to actually hire you or buy your product? Because so many salespeople waste an inordinate amount of time selling to people that don't have the money or can't make that decision.
And that takes you to kind of the relationship sales strategy, where it's a conversation. It's not so focused initially on the transaction. And you start to say, tell me a little bit more about your organization. How's it structured? And questions as opposed to being direct and saying, do you have the ability to authorize this purchase? It's more conversational. And they, because you're not so much challenging their authority by asking that direct question, it's more likely that they're going to give you a genuine answer.
And so how can you tell if you're being successful in communicating with them on a body language basis?
Well, a lot of it is going to, if you start mirroring them and you're successful, they're going to start mirroring you.
Right.
You're going to, you initially let them take the lead, then you subtly take the lead from them. And if they come into the room and they're high energy and they're distracted and you can work them down and they can start to track with you to a higher level of focus, you've been successful.
And so do you apply different body language techniques based on your sales technique? Like, in other words, some people use fear selling or some people use solution selling. Does it change?
Absolutely. We promote in the book relationship selling, solution selling, expertise selling, ROI, meaning return on investment selling, and fear selling. All have their own place, and I will add that fear selling is one we encourage people to only rarely use. But yes, your positioning physically and emotionally differs based on which of those strategies you're using.
And so why do you think that people should not use fear selling? Because it seems like if you can sell to their fears, like an insurance agent, you can be successful.
Because fear selling is short-sighted. It's likely going to lead, it will potentially lead to a transaction, but it does not establish any degree of relationship. It establishes you as a source of fear, and it's not unlike people who don't want to go to the dentist because of the pain response or whatever. You're going to be a person that they're not looking forward to seeing a second time, and it's probably going to be a single transaction if it's successful at all. In addition, fear selling is profoundly manipulative, and people get a sense of discomfort when they feel they're being manipulated.
Is there a best kind of selling that matches the words and the body together, or does it depend on what you're selling and what your skills are?
Absolutely depends on the nature of the sales process that you're a part of. If it's a long lead time sales cycle, you need to focus on a relationship, and then perhaps you need to transition into an expertise sale where they see you as the person that knows considerably more about the problems that they have than they do, so that you may have multiple get-togethers with the prospect that aren't really necessarily focused so much on the solution and the product, but just establishing the relationship. So in that situation, you just want to establish authenticity and credibility. If you're on a shorter lead time, shorter sales cycle, obviously you need to move to the transaction sooner, and there's probably going to be a higher level of energy that you might transition during a single meeting from relaxed and credible to a little more high energy and encouraging to close.
Now, some people will just be selling through email, be selling the phone, but then they might have the opportunity to actually do a video call. And I think that we're not that great in our society, yes, using video calling. Do you recommend that, or do you think people should stay away from it because it's a whole different artificial situation?
Barry, once again, you and I agree. There is something really stilted about the entire video call environment, and I believe that in that setting, you do not get a particularly good read of body language. You get some nonverbals, and it's not insignificant. Your level of eye contact, your level of eye movement, the level of fidgeting are insights, but I agree with you. You are not getting the entire picture like you are in an in-person environment.
Well, Jim, I think it's great information. I think any student of sales has to study this. Where can people get a copy of the book and get more information about the work that you're doing?
Well, I'm pleased to tell you the book is readily available on Amazon. It's available at Barnes & Noble. It's called Body Language Sales Secrets, and it is available through all the standard means, whether it's an electronic book or a hard copy book.
And where can they get in touch with you?
We are available at the risk-institute.com. So if they were to email me at jm@risks-institute.com, they would find me.
Thanks for being on the show, Jim. Coming up next is AM560 The Answer. We'll be right back.
Larry Elder is frustrated with Congress.
All Republicans voted the same way. Therefore, they need to have 9 votes from you guys, from the Democrats. So how can you say the Republicans shut down the government? When all Republicans voted to keep the government open, they couldn't get 9 Democrats to agree. Is this thing on? I don't think this thing is on. When you don't need a single vote from the other side, that's when you're in control.
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Jay Sekulow at 9 on AM 560. The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. At least 2 people are dead, some 70 others hurt in a collision overnight involving an Amtrak train and a freight train happened in Casey, South Carolina. No collusion, that's the call by President Trump following the release of a congressional memo that alleges the FBI abused its surveillance powers while investigating possible links between the Trump campaign and Russia.
The memo details why the secret FISA court gave permission for the FBI to surveil a former Trump campaign advisor, Carter Page. It says the court gave the okay, based in large part, on material collected by former British spy Christopher Steele.
Fox's Molly Henneberg, Democrats argue the memo is full of mischaracterizations. Another pressing issue for Congress, avoiding another government shutdown like the one 2 weeks ago. The deadline to pass a funding bill is Thursday. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. Winter weather advisory in effect for Cook County till 9, Lake and McHenry counties until about the same time as well. That's all due to light snow falling in the area as you are heading out and about. Keep that in mind. The untreated surfaces, they're going to be a mess. As you travel together, the ice now are inbound. There's a crash at Costner. No word yet on lane blockage. Still also in the loop. A car went into a building at the intersection of Franklin and Washington. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are looking good with no other accidents or delays to mention. Traffic update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. TheraWorks Relief can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Today, get to see snow off and on with temperatures in the mid-20s. Right now at O'Hare, it's 33 degrees. Same goes for Midway. That's traffic on AM 560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
I'm a squeaky toy, and I've got one job, getting chomped on by this little ankle sniffer. So pardon me for feeling inept compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, while I'm getting slobbered on, Geico is creating cool technology like their mobile app, which lets people pay their bills or file a claim. Plus, Geico is the fastest growing auto insurer for the last 10 years. Is it too much for me to ask for one more feature? Fast and friendly claim service like Geico, maybe? Oh, great. I'm getting buried again.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Severe nausea. So bad you think you might just vomit. If these statements describe you, and you've been diagnosed with gastroparesis, you might qualify for a clinical study that tests a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Maltz.
Well, every day I hear that it's a digital economy, that we live in a digital world, that we need to transform our companies to become more digital. But what does this really mean? My next guest is Michael Gale, who is the co-author of the Wall Street Journal bestseller, The Digital Helix, Transforming Your Organization's DNA to Thrive in the Digital Age. Michael, welcome to our digital show.
Good day.
So what is, it's probably one of the most overused words out there, is this idea of digital. What does it mean that it's a digital economy and that companies need to become digital?
So here's what to not become, because the trap I'm going to quickly explain is the one that I think about 84% of organizations fall into. Just having something digital, a website, an interaction, doesn't make you digital. That's what you might call digital wrapping. So just like when the green was a big deal, people would green wrap. There's a lot of digital wrapping. To be truly digital at your core, your DNA, really involves a different form of thinking, a different form of language, and a different form of design and acting. In effect, you need to design your business to be digital first. Every interaction, every decision you make, every way your employees work with each other should start with a digital premise. That core element we found in the research was missing, and I said about 84% of the audiences we talked to, they like to digitally wrap or to do a little bit. To think, design, act digitally is what we're saying. Even your language changes too, quite radically.
So, Michael, why is that important? Because some people are saying, you know, well, I run a 7-Eleven or I run a local restaurant. I don't need to be digital.
Well, you'll need to be digital for 3 reasons. And we found this in the book. The first one is your customers have a portfolio of experiences. They don't just eat at your restaurant. They're not just going to come to your 7-Eleven. They already live a really digital-first life. So if you can't find ways to interact with them digitally, you're going to fail. Now, no doubt you don't eat food digitally. Interesting.
Not yet.
Lactose mystify a zero-calorie pizza. It would be a great choice. It's not there yet. But the way
not much taste in it, though, at this point.
Well, you don't know. If you could do it virtually, maybe it could be amazing.
That's right.
It's true. It could be any taste you want. It could change every bite. The reality is, though, that your customers do interact in the digital world. So whether or not you handle your online references with them, whether or not you try and, you know, capture and interact with them on text, whether or not you even have barcodes in your store that have a really cool view of looking at the product or maybe video of the food being cooked in the kitchen, these are things people now expect. So even if the core experience is still physical, all the surrounding elements have to attach to it in a digital way, because customers have portfolios of experiences. They have moments that matter. So you can't just think about the event itself. You have to think about all those other elements around it.
So you say in your research that despite all these efforts, only 20% of the companies actually see any return from their digital transformation. What mistakes do they make, and what should small businesses do instead?
So I'll give you, I think, 3 super simple rules without even reading the book. I think you've got to think, design, and act digitally. Organizations either act or they design or they think. They don't put those 3 things together. Second, you've got to think about your constituent at the core of the issue, whether or not it's an employee or a partner or a customer, even to recognize we all live digital lives. Therefore, the way we work with a company has to primarily start with that digital construct. How can we digitally interact? How can we digitally serve? How can we digitally engage? You've got to go that way. And then you've got to, as the executive or the leader of this small company, you've got to abandon this desire to sort of make some changes from the past. Yeah, small change here, small change here. This requires some giant leaps, because the people you're going to start competing with that are digital by nature and digital by startup are going to have too big an advantage for you to do it. Think about the restaurant business. Being able to order on your cell phone, being able to have it delivered to you, maybe not even having to go to the restaurant, is a huge upside. Yes, you may have a restaurant, but imagine if your takeout orders grew 600% because you had a great app to order. You change the nature of your business. Dollars are dollars. They're not necessarily always in the same way. So you've really got to think, design, and act differently. You've got to be digital at core, and you've got to accept that what was good before isn't necessarily right going forward. And it's particularly tough for small business where people spend ungodly amounts of hours every week grinding through the process. They've got to be able to sit back and say, what do I need to change in my language? What do I need to change about the way I think, design, or act to be successful? That's tough. But finding an hour on a Sunday or an hour in the evening to sort of learn more about this changing world is probably the first and next best step you should take.
And I think the point that you make, Michael, is that if you don't do this, one of your competitors is, and people are going to stop showing up. So in other words, if I want to go to a fancy restaurant, I don't want to necessarily stand in line while I wait for my table. I want to be texted when my table is ready. And if you don't do that for me, I may not show up. So, Michael, I think this is very important information. Where can people get a copy of the book, The Digital Helix, Transforming Your Organization's DNA to Thrive in the Digital Age?
Well, get on Amazon. I think it's the best digital place to pick up books, Kindle or in a hard copy. And actually, thank you for the conversation today. I hope it was useful.
And where can people get in touch with you?
Michael at inc.digital.
Michael, thanks for being on the show.
Take care. Have a great weekend.
Coming up, this is AM560 The Answer. We're going to continue to talk about how to get your business unstuck and do it digitally, one strategy at a time.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Alarm Detection Systems Traffic Center.
Good morning, I'm Jeremy Scott with your look at the roadways. We'll start things off on the loop where there's a car that went into a building at the intersection of Franklin and Washington. Also, as you're traveling on the Bishop Ford inbound, no access from Michigan. That's all due to construction until 7. Other than that, the rest of your roadways are looking good, with no other accidents or delays to slow you down. I do want to let you know, too, that due to the construction, new pedestrian bridge at 41st, Metro Electric trains are not operating north of 51st until the top of the hour. Shuttle buses are accommodating riders between 51st and Millennium Park in both directions. And all your expressways are moving well. Just keep in mind, as you encounter untreated surfaces, they will be pretty slick as you are heading out and about this morning. And a winter weather advisory in effect for the counties along the lakefront, including McHenry County, till later on today. Temperatures will be in the mid-20s throughout the day. That's traffic on AM560, The Answer.
Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
With Barry's 25 years in small business, he has finally discovered the magic formula to make more profit at any company. Business gurus make it sound so complicated, but it's really simple. The formula is P times P equals P. P times P equals P, where people multiplied by process means more profit. Learn how you can take a quantum leap in just 180 days to grow the profit in your business. Contact Barry at barry@moltz.com. That's barry@moltz.com.
Are you stuck? Is this the year you finally grow your business and make more money? During Barry's many years of running his own company, he had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. It was a painful realization. His business had flatlined, and he had no idea how to breathe new life into it. It was especially difficult for Barry since his customers were not getting the service he was so passionate about delivering. Second, he wasn't making any money. Finally, his business was sucking the life out of him. Do any of these sound familiar? Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. You have few new leads for customers coming in and existing customers fading away. You're burned out and completely exhausted. It's no longer fun and your family suffers as well. If you're one of the millions of small business owners facing these problems every year, Barry has the answer. Check out BarryMoltz.com/unstuck to subscribe to his 6-part video series.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Welcome back. You know, you and I are very much alike. During my many years of running my own company, I had to deal with the challenges of a business that just wasn't going anywhere. For me, it was the moment of truth, and it was a painful realization. My business had flatlined, and I had no idea how to breathe new life into it. Does this sound familiar to you? You know, it was especially difficult for me since my customers were not getting the service I was so passionate about delivering to them. Secondly, and probably most importantly, I wasn't making any money. Finally, my stuck business literally was sucking the life out of me. This was not exactly the way that I thought my business would turn out after reading all of those books. Well, it's kind of normal, sort of. During the life cycle of every single business owner, they get stuck from time to time. Do any of these things sound familiar? Take a listen. Your sales won't budge in spite of your best efforts. It doesn't get much more frustrating than this. You have few new leads to customers coming in, and customers keep just fading away. You're burned out, and you're completely exhausted. It's no longer fun, and your family is starting to suffer as well. You got to get off the roller coaster. I know what it's like to ride this entrepreneurial roller coaster. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be like that. I've had my ups and downs. And I finally cracked the code at getting unstuck and moving your business forward. Over the years, I have worked with hundreds of corporations and small business clients to help identify the sticking points in their systems so they can take their business to the next level. Throughout the decades of running my own businesses, I've identified 6 major areas where almost every small business inevitably gets stuck. This is the year that your business gets unstuck. As you journey through my breakthrough training series, I'm going to show you fast and easy and permanent solutions to get unstuck. Each module includes a guided PowerPoint presentation, a voice recording of me presenting this materials in front of a live audience, downloadable lesson notes, downloadable homework assignments, and audio recordings of the 100 best of Business Insanity Talk Radio over the last 5 years. Whether you learn best by watching, listening, or reading, there is a format for you. I've made it very easy for you to absorb the material and develop a clear plan of action of moving forward. There are 6 steps to a better business. This is what I'm going to guarantee you throughout this course. First module is about find new customers and grow the ones you got. You know the drill. When business is booming, you ignore sales and marketing. And then business slows down. And as a result, you go do sales and marketing. This is a hamster wheel to nowhere. Your business remains flatline and stuck as long as you stay on what I call the double helix treadmill. I'll show you how to grow your business by tossing out the old paradigms and traditional sales techniques through my easy-to-follow step-by-step guide. I'm going to show you how to increase the revenue of your business without ever having to sell again. Module number 2 is finding money to manage your business. Because guess what? It's already there. As a small business owner, there's a great joke. It says, I sleep like a baby. I go to bed early and wake up at midnight screaming my head off. Does that sound familiar? Cash flow keeps a lot of small business owners up at night. We've all felt the crunch of following the Great Recession. Cash flow has slowed to a trickle. Bank financing is almost impossible. And customers, well, they're just taking longer to pay their bills. I have found that only 5% of small business owners actually understand the secrets to overcoming the cash crunch. Learning this module will always have cash to run your business. Module number 3, building a team that lasts. One of the most difficult elements of growing a business is hiring and then holding on to the right employees. A good rule of thumb is to be slow to hire and quick to fire. Unfortunately, not many business owners follow this advice. Instead, they hire the first person that fits the role. Then when the employee doesn't work out, they hesitate to fire them, no matter how many team members think they are incompetent. I'm going to show you how to effectively hire, train, manage, and fire people to maximize the leverage in your business. Module number 4, customer service is the new marketing. While this may surprise you, the truth is that customer service is your biggest marketing tool. In this age of social media, traditional advertising really has become meaningless, and people are looking for earned media based on buyers' recommendations. In this module, I'll teach you how to create an effective customer service manifesto so your customer can be served at every level of your organization. Module number 5, you got to break that social media addiction. It's no secret. The World Wide Web can be a worldwide waste of time. Most small businesses have no idea what they're doing. I'll show you how to make sure you use social media as your new marketing voodoo. Module number 6, the real trick to all of this is boosting your productivity. Recent studies have indicated that multitasking can cause brain damage. At the very least, it prevents you from doing what you do best. It certainly doesn't allow you to get things done effectively. You see, here's the thing. Your employees will mimic the way you work. You could soon have a team filled with inefficient, multitasking workers all running around chasing their tails. Get the picture. I'm going to uncover ways to get more done in half the time. I'm going to make sure that you're productive, not just busy. If you want to be part of this wonderful program, go to www.barrymoltz.com/unstuck. Use the special value code 50 off WIND and get 50% off the price. You'll learn the exact steps you need to take today to move your business to the next level. I guarantee it. So if this is the year that you are really committed to getting your business unstuck and you still have some questions about how it can absolutely positively change the way you do business, give me a call. I make available to all our business listeners a 15-minute free audit of your business and how I can help you get unstuck. The number is 773-837-8250, available to the first 5 callers. I guarantee this is your year.
You've already upgraded your cell phone to a smart device, which lets you use the internet to be more productive on the go. But what about your desk phone? Nextiva is a smart business phone system in the cloud. With a simple setup through an internet connection, you can soon have access to your office communications wherever you are. Stay seamlessly connected with clients and stay more mobile than ever before for just one low monthly cost. Give your business more than just a basic desk phone. Visit Nextiva.com or call 800-799-0600 to learn more today. Nextiva, simplifying your business communications. Thinking of starting your own business? Get on board for a crazy ride. Be the first person to tweet Barry at Barry Moltz and get a free copy of his book, You Need to Be a Little Crazy, The Truth About Starting and Growing Your Own Business. You will need the company.
Balance of Nature's Fruits and Veggies.
I had this crazy thing happen with my eyesight. I went back to get my contact lenses done, and my optometrist, and I'm 46, he said, this is really weird, but your eyesight is better. I'm like, I can't believe it, but I think it's these vitamins I'm taking.
I'm a huge believer in the product. I've tried lots of stuff, and like this is like the only real thing that I've ever, you know, because of all these comparisons with all the other stuff I've had, this is by far the best thing, and consistently.
We're so healthy now on the Balance of Nature. There's no words to say how well it works.
Doing good on it, really. I'm feeling my skin is softer, and I feel good.
When you call, use discount code CHICAGO, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CHICAGO.
Now, back to Business Insanity Talk Radio. It's time to get your small business unstuck on AM 560. The Answer. Once again, here's Barry Moltz.
Well, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's one of the biggest party days of the year. But how do you prepare for this big day? To help us understand that is Jason C. Horner, who is a former NFL cornerback who spent 9 years as a member of the New York Giants, 94-02, and then one with the St. Louis Rams. He was part of the New York Giants' 2001 NFC Championship team, was an All-Pro during his career. Jason, I'm a big fan. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. We're cutting this one close, though. You got a day left. Better get to it.
Exactly. So what are the key ingredients of throwing a great big game party?
Easy. People, food, TV. You got to have the right crew of friends around. You got to have the right food to set out. You got to have the right TV to watch.
So how do you prepare for really a full house of guests?
I think it's really kind of easy. And a place like BJ's Wholesale Club makes it even easier. So right now you can roll in there. You can get all the food you need. They have all their Wellesley Farms products. Okay, so you get your party platters. You get your meat and cheeses. You get your shrimp if you want shrimp, some shrimp cocktail. And then most importantly, you get your television. Right now, they've got the 75-inch Samsung 4K Ultra TV for $15.99, and you get a $100 Google Play card with that television. I have no excuse not to have the perfect viewing environment.
I mean, and you got to have the biggest TV set because we know most of the big screen TVs get sold around Super Bowl Sunday, right?
It's a perfect time to upgrade your television viewing experience.
And so what other tips do you have? Because, you know, you were a football player for a long time. What's the best way to watch the game?
I think what you want to have is a bunch of bite-sized food around the house, finger food, things that you can just snack on because you don't want to be into a food coma at halftime. So, say like Chex Mex. They've got 10 different bags of Chex Mex you can have. You pour those in a bowl, fill them up. People empty the bowl. You pour another bag in. It makes it pretty easy. And you don't want to be interrupted. Like for myself, when I'm watching the game, I'm on my couch. I don't want to have to like continuously look at an oven or a stove or the grill to see if the food's burning. I mean, I want stuff that people can grab and go. And Chex Mex is that perfect crowd pleaser.
So is there other tech that people are now using to watch this game besides just watching on television?
I'm sure. I mean, listen, for me personally, I don't want to be distracted with, you know, all the other ways you can follow the game. I just want to sit there and watch it on the television. Like I said, you get a 75-inch, you know, TV. I don't know where your eyes should – where else
That's right. Exactly. Now, I got to ask you a question. As a former NFL player, do you watch the commercials during the Super Bowl, or is that time you go get breaks?
Oh, I watch commercials too. I'm equally as intrigued by that. Absolutely. They're entertaining and fun. You can always pause it. That's the luxury of being on your couch. You can pause it if you need to do something else.
I always thought the best viewing of a football game, I guess if you can't be down on the field, is really in front of the television set, don't you think?
Absolutely. On my couch, with my 75-inch Samsung TV, with my bathroom, my fridge full of drinks, and my food, my environment, heck yeah.
All right. Well, Jason C. Horner, where can people get more information?
Good old World Wide Web. Go to BJ's.com. You'll see that 75-inch Samsung TV. You'll see all their Wellesley products. You can order ahead, have them ready for game day. And then ChexMex.com. You see all their variety of different bags of Chex Mex. If you've got 10 of them, you can't go wrong.
All right, Jason. Thanks for on the show. And I want to thank everyone else for being on this week's radio show. I want to thank our sponsor, Nextiva. Of course, I want to thank our staff, our booking producer, Sarah Schaffrin. Our in-studio producer, Debbie Schreiner, our marketing manager, Courtney Gilchrist. She just got married, so please reach out and congratulate her. Now, listen, if you're serious about being more successful this year, you got to give me a call. I've set up a special line for this. It's 773-837-8250, or you can email me. It's at barry@moltz.com. Isn't this the year that you finally get your small business unstuck? Isn't this the year that you finally make the money you deserve? This is the reason why you actually got into business in the first place. You got to remember, love everyone, trust the few, and paddle your own canoe. Have a profitable and passionate week.
You can find Barry on the web at barrymoltz.com. You've been listening to Business Insanity Talk Radio.
One size fits all has